Myron Angstman is a Bethel-based lawyer representing the Raven passengers. Two are adults, one is a child. He says his clients are suing Hägglin, the company that operates Raven-owned planes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, for causing bumps and bruises during a hard landing in the village of Quinnahog last year. But Angstman says the biggest injury was psychological.
Anybody who's been through one where the plane loses control and bounces or skids or tips or whatever happens understands that they are a very frightening experience.
Raven is the main airline service for Quinnahog. The tribe is the only one in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta that owns and operates its airport, which means it's responsible for maintenance and repairs. And the runway's maintenance problems have been well documented for years. The airport struggles with erosion, and last year planes couldn't land at night because the lights were out. According to the complaint filed by Angstman, a Raven plane landed hard on the runway in May of last year and lost its front wheel. Angstman's complaint is seeking, quote, non-economic damages.
In other words, there's no out-of-pocket expense that we're going to be claiming.
He says he doesn't have an amount for the damages his clients are seeking. Angstman says that will become more clear as the case continues. The incident didn't make it into the National Transportation Safety Board's database, which NTSB Alaska Chief Clint Johnson says is reserved for accidents that leave substantial damage. Landing gear malfunctions aren't included. But attorneys representing Hägglin filed a third-party complaint that blamed Quinnahog for the incident and denies that any injuries occurred during the hard landing. They claim that Quinnahog's long-standing maintenance issues were directly responsible for losing the wheel. The firm representing Hägglin did not respond for requests for comment, and KYUK was unable to reach Quinnahog and the lawyer representing the tribe for comment as well. But a recent newsletter from Representative Tiffany Zolkuski, a Bethel Democrat, shows that Native Village of Quinnahog's president, Darren Cleveland, met with her about funding and safety needs for its airport. The same firm hired by Raven is also representing another regional airline in a lawsuit against the company who runs Bethel Airport's control towers. A Grand Aviation plane crashed and burst into flames on the Bethel runway last summer. All five passengers and the pilot escaped with minor injuries. Both the lawsuit and complaint were filed after an NTSB report was released February 20th that revealed Alaska has twice as many aviation accidents as the rest of the country, and it called on federal regulators to work with the state to improve aviation safety. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.